a brief period of calm in Hong Kong is over. Demonstrators protested in major malls, scuffling with police and members of the public. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on how Hong Kong's year is ending.
Late Sunday night, police fired several rounds of tear gas to disperse a small crowd gathered on the streets of Mong Kok in Hong Kong's Kowloon district. A student journalist was hit on his cheekbone with a tear gas canister. Riot police liberally pepper sprayed the crowd, some of whom threw objects at police. It ended 2 weeks of relative quiet, a reminder of the simmering tensions. In agitated Hong Kong this year, holiday merrymaking is muted, but it's still present. And so is the solidarity that has marked this protest movement. The number one demand has been an independent inquiry into alleged police abuse during the protests. Hong Kongers have written Christmas cards by the thousands to 70 or so protesters in jail and to those estranged from families who cannot condone demonstrations that defy Beijing. At a card collection table outside a busy subway station, well-wishers penned their Christmas messages. Bonnie Locke, a 52-year-old housewife, said the protesters need to know they're not forgotten. She says they helped write a new chapter in Hong Kong's history.
The protests have affected how the world view the Chinese Communist Party. Because in the past 20 years, the world only sees the economic benefits that it brings. But now they realize it could affect world order and that it's a threat to freedom and democracies around the world.
In an upscale shopping mall called Pacific Place, a toy maker arranges figures the size of a Ken doll. He and his team of hobbyists have captured what has become Hong Kong's iconic image, the fully kitted out protester. He wears fireproof gloves because he may have to pick up a tear gas canister, he says. He's got a large water canister to douse the tear gas. So popular are these dolls, the small online company that makes them cannot keep up with orders. Christmas accessories include a Santa's hat. But the toy maker seated beside me says they're not child's play. Uppermost in his mind is the first protester who died in a fall hanging a banner just outside this mall. Initially, we were politically apathetic and never thought protest could lead to death. After that, we kept thinking, how could that happen? And paid more attention. We decided to make these toys to express ourselves, he says. The toy maker speaks on the condition of anonymity. He has received threats and chooses to be identified only by the initial C. Everyone in Hong Kong is scared, he says. But if none of us comes out because of our fear, how do we fight for Hong Kong? A muffled hymn for the man who inspired Toymaker C. Sunday was the six-month anniversary since the 35-year-old protester died. Hundreds delivered flowers and lit candles near the spot where he fell. Winnie Wong, 55, looks back on the past 6 months mournfully. It's been agony, she says. And for 2020, Wong says she sees no clear path ahead and that it will largely depend on the support of the international community.
They have to think about themselves. They have to think about making business with China too. So we are not sure, but we can only walking forward day by day.
Winnie Wong also says Hong Kong cannot do so alone. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Hong Kong.